most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. How y'all doing tonight? How's your week going? What have you done this week? Well, I'm getting ready for Fashion Week here in Miami Beach, Florida. That's right, because Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week swim is coming up, and you know, drinkarizona.com, and of course, drinkarizona at Twitter is their slogan. They're a big sponsor there, and you know how much I love my Arizona iced tea, so do check them out. I have some sad news to report. One of my aunties, Celeste Holmes, the Oscar winner, she passed away. Y'all remember she gave me the award for the Leadership in Young Philanthropy Award. Well, that was my auntie, Celeste Holmes. She had a great quote. We live by encouragement and die without it. Slowly, sadly, angrily. So I say unto you, live by encouragement, people. That's what Max and Friends is all about. We want to encourage you to do your thing. Anyhow, speaking of doing your thing, do y'all know, like, school is starting real soon? Summer's almost over. I know I said this on the last show. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. But check this out. There is a great organization called Style Saves. And what they do is they dress some really needy kids to go back to school. Have you ever wanted to be a stylist, or do you just want to look like you were dressed by one? Well, tonight Rachel's here, and she's going to tell us about Style Saves. Welcome, Rachel, to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sorry to hear about your aunt, but what an inspirational quote. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yes, we must live by encouragement. But now, speaking of encouragement, you encourage a lot of kids who otherwise wouldn't be dressed for school to go back to school, and you dress them. Tell us about Style Saves.
Well, the concept is, if kids look good, then they feel good. You know, they perform better. So we're trying to help kids build confidence through clothes and give them a fresh start through fashion. So what we're doing through Style Saves is we're hosting fashion and artistic-oriented events to raise money so that we can provide underprivileged children in the Miami area with new back-to-school clothes, personally styled by people in the fashion industry. We're just getting ready for our one-year anniversary and second annual charity fashion show. This Thursday, July 19th, at the Soho Beach House in Miami Beach, Florida.
Amazing. Now, tell us about some of these stylists and why they're inspired to get involved to dress these kids.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you went to a school that didn't require uniforms, but when you are able to express yourself freely and, you know, you don't have the means to do so, I've noticed that the kids that don't have the means to dress themselves in, like, the newest fashions or going back to school in old clothes, you know, might not have the highest self-esteem, and it might not enable them to perform at their best because they either don't feel good about themselves or they're getting made fun of, and they just feel inadequate. So what we're trying to do is give them, you know, equal opportunity just to feel good about themselves and to start the year with a good head and a, you know,
absolutely. Now, you know, this whole our society goes on celebrity. So why don't you tell some of the listeners tonight, the people that Style Saves, some of the stylists there have style for?
Well, I mean, I'm actually the only fashion stylist that Style Saves. Everyone else is in the fashion industry. So, you know, the vice president works for Longchamp, and I myself am a fashion stylist. And I've done a number of publications and advertisements and ad campaigns and runway shows, and I've styled, like, everyone from, I don't know, Marisol Patton from the Real Housewives of Miami to Lindsay Lohan, and I've done, you know, ad campaigns for Warren Giacomi, and I've styled fashion shows for Neiman Marcus and Trina Turk and Poppy, and we have a really great lineup for this year, and You're going to come to the show, right?
Absolutely. Now, speaking of Poppy and the show, you've got a big show July 19th at the Soho House in South Beach, Florida. Tell us about your Poppy show that you're doing. Everyone, Poppy, you know we talk about Aussie Bum here. They're one of my favorite underwears. But Poppy will be my favorite underwear for the night tonight because they're getting involved with Style Saves. And tell us about that night, July 19th, and what you're going to be doing.
Well, what we're doing is teaming up with some fashion brands to host four fashion shows on the night of July 19th. We're doing a Trina Turk show, a Poppy underwear and swimwear show, a iShine 365 show, which is a bunch of independent female swimwear labels, and then we're going to do Atrium, which is a men and women boutique that carries, you know, high-end lines. And we're selling tickets to the event for $100 in advance, $125 at the door. And all the proceeds will go directly to the funds to style the children for back to school next month. And we're also hosting a online auction through Charity Happening, where you can actually, through Charity Buzz, and you can actually go online and you can bid on items that are in our silent auction 2 days before the event and a week after. Even if you're not going to the event, you don't live in Miami, you can still support.
And tell us some of the auction items that are going to be on there.
So some of the auction items that we have are a $1,000 gift certificate to Saks Bell Harbor. We have a two-night stay at the Soho Beach House in Miami. We have dinner for two at the Dutch restaurant at the W in Miami. We have a Balenciaga bag that was donated by Neiman Marcus. We have a juice cleanse that was donated by Hugo Fresh. And, you know, a lot of other great items that
some
are
fun stuff.
Yeah, it's very nice.
All right, everyone, you've got to go to stylesaves.org. That's stylesaves.org. And I want to get Style Saves involved with sosflorida.com because, you know, we were talking about that earlier with my orphanage here in South Florida. So we want to get you all involved because we've got some needy kids that got to go back to school. So I'm sure that they're going to love you. And we're definitely going to get you all involved, right? Encouragement is what it's all about.
Of course. And, you know, Style Saves is expanding. Last year, we styled 52 kids through Big Brothers Big Sisters for back to school. And this year, we're aiming to style 100. You know, and each year, we'd like to double that until we become a national organization. And, you know, we just signed on with Tortoise and Blonde, which is this amazing eyewear company that's going to be, you know, donating fashionable lens eyewear and lenses, corrective lenses, for any of the children that will need it. So, this year, we're actually going to be going through Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Miami Children's Hospital. We're looking to maybe get involved with your organization, and we're still open to suggestions. So, you know, if anyone's looking to get involved with us, if they're interested in new back-to-school clothes for some needy kids, then definitely, you know, reach out to us because we're looking to help.
Absolutely. So stylesaves.org is the site. Rachel, I thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me. This is really nice, and I look forward to collaborating with our organizations in the future.
Absolutely, and I'm going to see you this weekend.
Yes, you will. I'll see you on Thursday. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rachel. Have a great night. Well, everyone, it's 11:11 in New York, so make a wish. East Coast, 8:11, but make a wish anyway. It's one of those days. So, yeah, I was watching OWN tonight, and, you know, David Copperfield was on, and it was amazing because when David Copperfield was on, he said the three things that keep him going were passion, preparation, and persistence. And I just believe that those three words are very important for y'all to hear tonight. So get them in order. Do your thing. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Tonight's a special show, everyone, because we finally have her coming in the audience. We finally have her coming in the studio. I'm so excited. I can't even speak straight. But here we go. We've got my girl coming in just a little bit, Kim Yarbrough. Y'all know her from NBC The Voice. Ooh, she can sing. We've got some songs for you. We're working on it right now. But you know what? We're going to play for you one of my favorite songs because we're on the Mr. Brightside side, right? Mr. Brightside by Elu. And when we're back, Kim is joining us. Stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Thank you. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition here. We're just going along, moving forward, pressing forward, people. The quote that I said earlier was, we live by encouragement and die without it, slowly, sadly, angrily. That was my Auntie Celeste Holm. She died at 95 years old today, and I just send my love to her. She gave me that award with the American Diabetes Association for the Leadership in Young Philanthropy Awards. So tonight I honor you, Auntie Celeste, and know that even though you're not right here, you're right here. So I'd rather have you right here than all around. You know what I'm talking about, people? Well, anyhow, we're moving forward because I've got such a fun show tonight. It's just a little bit stressful. We got a thunderstorm going here in Florida. You know, I'm down in Miami for Fashion Week. And I got to tell you, with this lightning and the thunderstorm, the energy just electrifies me and I'm like all over the place. So let's all take a breath together, people, and center ourselves into the present moment of now, into the encouragement moment, because we're going to get encouraging here on Max and Friends. And there's no better person to be encouraged by then my next guest, Kim Yarbrough. Y'all know her before. She's been here on LA Talk Radio and other shows. She's been on NBC The Voice, How You Doing, and all over the place. And Upchurch, you know, with Miss Della Reese, Miss Reverend Della Reese. So everything's good in Kim's world, and she's going to let you know about it here tonight on Max and Friends. Welcome, Kim, and how are you?
Hey, Max. I'm just sitting here in my own private shoe hell. My shoes are multiplying. I'm trying to organize them.
Oh, what size should you wear?
I wear an 8 medium, and they're taking over my world. Oh, my God.
Well, I think that you need to start an eBay page and start putting them on there and selling them for charity.
You know, that's a great idea.
Right?
That's a great idea. And I know my spiritual mom, Della Reese, probably has as many or more. I'm sure she has many more. She has a whole room. Her closet is a whole room. And I'm sure she has many more shoes that she might want to put on eBay herself. Maybe we can do
you
that
see?
Together.
We're going to start the eBay. We're going to start the eBay page for Upchurch. Now, speaking of Ms. Della Reese and, of course, Upchurch, tell us about Upchurch, because people know about you, but I want to get your message of why you love Upchurch so much.
Well, Upchurch kind of, well, not kind of, Upchurch saved my life about 10 years ago when I first moved to LA. I was really having a bad time. My best friend, my mom, had just passed away. I had just moved to this huge new city. I was in a really bad relationship and things just weren't going very well. And I walked into this church at the recommendation of someone that I met at an audition, of all places, and said, you know, I want you to come to my church. Della Reese is the minister. Have you heard of it? And I said, no, I have not, but I would love to go. And I walked in, and the minute I walked in, I knew I was home. Upchurch, up stands for Understanding Principles. And the long name is Understanding Principles for Better Living. And that's so much the truth in that title, because I have found the joy just being alive, learning the things that I learned at this church in the last 10 to 12 years. And, you know, it has saved so many people's lives and done so much good work all over the city of L.A. in helping people live better lives. It's just incredible.
It sounds incredible. Well, joy rises at Upchurch, doesn't it?
What's that?
I said joy rises at Upchurch, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our logo is a hot air balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our message is up, our service is up, our congregation is up. It's just a great place to be and to live and to learn. And it's a great community of people. A lot of my friends have been church members there. So it's a great place. And I love my spiritual mama.
Shout out to everyone there at Upchurch. Well, speaking of Upchurch, joy is rising, not only at Upchurch, but also here on Max and Friends, because we've got Kim Yarbrough here tonight. We're so excited that you're here. And, you know, you've been on LA Talk Radio on a bunch of shows there. You know, the family here. So I say on Max and Friends, the first time you're a friend, the second time you're family. So I already feel in 5 minutes that we're going to be family. So speaking of shoes.
I receive that.
And doing your thing. Tell us, let's get into who Kim is, because, you know, I like to play a game on who are you? You know, we all know who you are, but who are you? Where did Kim grow up? What were some of her things? What made Kim Kim? So let's go back to Kim being a little girl growing up. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, home of the blues, home of Elvis Presley, home of a lot of great music and a great musical legacy, home of a lot of great food, great culture.
Oh, yeah.
Beale Street, you know, the part of the Mississippi River. It's just, I grew up in a great place, and it took me until I got grown to realize what a great legacy I come from. And I actually grew up as kind of like a bookworm and kind of like a nerd. Mm-hmm. You know, glasses, reading books all day long, playing the violin. I was really a geek. I was really a geek.
I love it because you are the hope and the dream of so many girls, from being those bookworms with glasses and geeks to now being a professional model, singer, actress. You are all over the place. So back when you were a little girl, did you ever think that you would be a model one day?
I never did. You know, I thought that I was going to, when I was 17, that I was going to run away from home and join the Boston Symphony. That's what I thought I was going to do, because I loved the Boston.
What would you have done with the Boston Symphony?
I would have been concert mistress.
Because I
grew up playing the violin from the age of seven. I was a violin major. As a matter of fact, the very first gig I had in Los Angeles when I moved here, it's kind of ironic, was as a violinist on a Kenny Loggins television special. It wasn't as a singer or an actress or a model. It was as a violinist on one of Kenny Loggins' shows. And, I thought I was going to run away and join the Boston Symphony at 17 and play with the symphony. And, of course, you know, that didn't happen. But
you know what I say?
A lot of other great things did.
Yeah, when I say when we plan, God laughs. It's that simple, right?
I say too. That's what I say to tell you on a good laugh. Tell God your plan.
Exactly. Now, I want to speak about your plans because, you know, I want to speak about the violin because I always tell kids, you know, instruments are so important. And they're in schools now, we don't really have the music departments we used to have. We don't have the instruments we used to have in schools. What was the violin to little Kim growing up?
Oh, my God, it was everything. I knew I wanted to play from the time I was four. And, you know, I guess parents don't take you seriously when you're 4 years old and you say, Mom, Dad, I want to play the violin. Yeah, sure you do, baby. And for 3 years, I guess I bugged the crap out of them. And they finally decided, okay, well, let's give her a test. And I passed the aptitude test. And then, you know, I started playing. And I just, you know, ate up all kinds of classical music that I could. And it's so good for kids to learn an instrument, because even if they don't plan on going professionally with it, it teaches you so much that you could never learn. I can't really explain it, but, you know, it's so good to have that experience
Absolutely.
Under your belt, because it teaches you so much.
And it's the best thing to have when you go to cocktail parties or dinner parties and there's an instrument there, or you bring your violin or there's a piano and you want to show off for a minute, right?
You know what? That has happened. There's a picture on my Facebook right now of me picking up somebody's violin at a birthday party and just playing it. So funny. Yeah, it's kind of convenient. It's kind of like, you know, having that piano there. Oh, let's play a little bit of Burt Bacharach. Oh, come sit down and play for us. So, yeah, I mean, it's a conversation piece.
Absolutely conversation piece. And I bet when you play the violin, though, it's a jaw-dropping piece. Because I know when you sing, it's a jaw-dropping experience. Because people have compared you to Jennifer Hudson. I've heard your music. You know, it was funny because I'll tell you all the truth, because I'm about telling people the truth tonight. I'm Max and Friends every night here. On Sunday night on Max and Friends. But, you know, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty, let's say. I was sending Ronan the emails that you had sent me, but I had opened up the MP3s first because I wanted to be nosy and hear the song Give and get all, you know, this is my show. I got to hear it first. And then, of course, it's like, no, you got to send it first. So that's why we had to play Elu, everyone. That was Eric Lewis, Mr. Brightside. But we were going to have some of Kim's songs. We got them here tonight, but it was my fault for being selfish. So I'm going to put that out there. But All good things come to those who wait. So we're going to play some of Kim's songs tonight here on Max and Friends. Thank you all for tuning in. Now, Kim, who was, would you say, the biggest influence in your life so far?
Oh, my God. Oh, do I have to pick one?
You could pick two.
It depends on what area of my life we're talking about. If you're talking about my jazz music influence, it was Ella Fitzgerald. If you're talking about my pop and R&B influence, it was Michael Jackson and Chaka Khan. If you're talking about my violin and my classical influence, it was Joy Brown Weiner of the Memphis Symphony, and also, you know, of course, Itzhak Perlman and Zubin Mehta, and oh God, I could go on and on and on. But that was more than two, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, listen, we're here tonight to encourage people, because like Celeste Holmes says, here's the quote, we live by encouragement and die without it, slowly, sadly.
That's right. God bless your aunt.
I know Miss Celeste Holmes, Oscar winner too, y'all remember back in the day. So
Yeah,
my auntie. It's funny because Rolanda Watt today was on with Maya Angelou on her show, and they were talking about aunties and how important they are in our lives. And Celeste Holmes was such an important role in my life because, you know, she's was such a phenomenal woman, like Maya Angelou would say.
Yeah. I understand that. I understand that. My great aunt was like my grandmother. She was like my surrogate grandmother because my grandmother passed away before I really got to know her. I was too little. And so, yeah, let's give it up for the aunties.
Aunties unite, right? Now, how does it feel to be compared to a voice like Aretha Franklin?
You know, it feels wonderful because she, even when I was in my late teens and my early 20s, I always listened to the older music. And I was listening to the best of Aretha Franklin when I was 20 years old. So she was a big role model for me in how I execute and sing. So it's kind of not surprising that people say that because I tried to emulate her so much when I was young. But it's a big honor. It's a big honor to be compared to her.
You know, and then Adam Levine and Christina Aguilera have called you a force to be reckoned with. What's the force, Ken?
That felt kind of nice. That felt really nice because I'm a huge fan of Christina Aguilera and of Adam Levine. the force is that light. That this is how I look at it. It's that light that I carry with me. It's, you know, it's what comes into a room. I take it with me wherever I go. I guess that's what she meant by that. And it, you know, it kind of comes through me and manifests in all kinds of different ways. When I sing, when I play, when I talk to and engage with people. So let's hope that that's what that meant.
You know, they say, you know, the whole famous quote, may the force be with you. But I feel for some reason that the force already is with you. The force is with
you,
Kim.
I believe that.
Yeah, I kind of know that. But now, so how was being on The Voice? Speaking of forces, I mean, that show took over. You know, it was like the American Idol sideshow that came out, and everyone was like, what is it really all about? And then the next thing you know, you're on it. How did it feel to be on that stage?
Yeah, you know, I think I was reading an article, one article called it the redheaded stepchild to American Idol. This was in season one. And, you know, it's difficult. It's tough when you're trying to stay on television and get ratings and be a hit show. And boom, the second season came up and it was like, wow.
Yeah.
We just kind of blew everybody off the map. It was amazing to be on a running train like that. It was the most exhilarating experience of my life. And I didn't want to audition for the show because I'm like, no more reality shows, no more singing reality, no more standing in line, 40 million, 100,000 people. I'm not doing it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you a question in just a minute, but I got to ask Ronan. Hey, Ronan, what is everyone listening to tonight? LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Hucci. We've got Kim Yarbrough here tonight with us in the studio, and we're just talking about NBC The Voice. Now, you walk out on that stage, okay? You say, I'm not doing any more reality voice shows. I don't want to do it. And then all of a sudden, you're there. You're in this studio, the vibe, the energy, the people, the celebrity judges. You walk out on that stage. What overcomes you?
What are my thoughts?
Yep.
My thoughts were, okay, girl, dress rehearsal is over. This is the moment you've been preparing for your entire life. And some people asked me, was I ready? And I said, are you kidding me?
You were born ready.
I was born ready. And so I get out there and I start singing and no chairs are turning around. And I'm like, okay, that's all right. I'm not going to look at the chairs. I've got an audience to entertain. And so I had these random thoughts. I looked to the right, and there was a guy with his mouth open. And I looked up in the nosebleed section, and there were these older black ladies, really tall ladies, pumping their fists. And so when Adam and Christina turned around, I didn't know that they had. I had no idea, because I wasn't focused on the chairs anymore, because I knew, look, if you focus on this, this is a huge moment. If you focus on, oh, my God, are they going to turn? Are they not? You're dead. So just treat this like you would any other performance. I know it's not, but just treat it like any other performance. And my God, they turned around.
They turned around, and America turned around and really got to know you for you. You know, I want to talk about real quick, because you had some encouraging words there tonight. And I think so important, you know, we've got children listening tonight who need to be encouraged. And I think you've got a message for them. I feel it right now in the spirit of things. So for all those kids out there listening that want to give up, that don't feel they can go on anymore, that those chairs in life aren't turning around, that the doors are opening, what do you say onto them, Kim?
You know, at first I have to say, I get so many tweets and so many messages from, it really shocked me, from kids from the age of 9 to the age of 15. Who saw me on the show and were encouraged by my appearance on the show. And I didn't really think that was going to happen. You know, you think your age group is going to pay attention maybe 10 years on either side, but I had no idea I was going to get all these fans that are kids. And I would say to them, for the kids who don't feel like your life is going the way you want it to go, it gets better. It gets better. Kids are very special people. They know when something, kids and animals as well, they sense when something is not right. And to those kids, I would say, when there's something that's not right in your life, pay attention to that.
Absolutely.
And get as far away from it as you possibly can, because you want positive influences in your life. Don't let somebody tell you, if you're feeling inside that this thing feels bad, feels wrong, whatever it is, go to where you can get in a good feeling space and a good feeling place. And, you know, that's going to shape your life, because if you're constantly trying to make it work with some negative type of situation and something that makes you feel bad, that's not going to get you very far.
That's right. You remember Sister Act? You got to pay attention. Sister Act, they said, if you want to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
You better.
Right? You all better wake up and pay attention. Now, you know, Kim, I've got to ask you. I want you to set up the song Give for us, because I want everyone here tonight. We're just going to take it to church and give. I want you to actually come to Florida, and I want you to sing that song at one of our pledge luncheons for a very special school we're building down here. But we'll talk about that after the show. But tell us about Give, and when you sang it, what did it say to your heart when you were singing this song?
You know, So many people give for so many different kinds of reasons. And to me, there's only one reason to give, because you want to, because then it comes from love. It's not coming from with like negative stuff attached to it. Like, oh, I'm going to get something back if I give this, or if you're giving something out of fear, or maybe I should. I feel convicted to do it. That's no way to give. You got to give because you want to,
and because you have enough to share and enough to spare, whatever that is, time, money, your heart, a smile, whatever, it's gotta come from a good place. Your giving does, without any negatives attached to it. Otherwise, that's not going to get very far either.
That's right. But this song is going to get you through, people. So if you're questioning why you're giving, listen to the words and check in your heart where you lie in this song, Give, on Max and Friends. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Give by Kim Yarbrough. Y'all know her from The Voice on NBC, but you know we're here now on Max and Friends. We're having a good old time in the studio. How you doing, Kim?
I am doing so good. It should be illegal.
Right? Well, speaking of illegal, I got to give you all another real quick. So where do we want to go? Let's go right now. We're going to go to L.A., people, because I know my L.A. listeners want to know what's going on. Well, L.A., you've got some quite a weather coming up this week. You got beautiful days ahead. 66 degrees basically all week. Highs of 79 and lows of 59. That's not fair, L.A. But do your thing, L.A. We're doing a thing down here in South Florida in the Miami Beach area for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week coming up this week. And we've got Kim here, and that was Give. We went to church. I didn't want to leave. I was there. So Kim,
take him to church, baby.
You got to take them to church. Everybody needs a little bit of church sometime, and everybody needs to give sometime. Speaking of giving, I want you to give them shoes up on eBay with you and Miss Della Reese. I think that's what Upchurch needs. If you all want to know more about Upchurch, go to upchurch.org. That is their website there, so you can learn more about Upchurch and why Kim loves it so much. But let's get to Kim. If you could sing a duet with anybody, who would it be?
Oh, my God. You know, they asked me that when I had, I think, an interview on Access Hollywood, who I would duet with, and I started crying. Oh, my God. That's the very first time I cried during the whole season of The Voice on camera. Elton John, hands down, Elton John. I've always wanted to do a duet with him.
What song would you do?
Oh, gosh. It would have to be one of his. Give? No, I'm just kidding.
Don't go break. I can see you doing Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
I could, you know, I used to love that song, but Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me or Candle in the Wind, any of his ballads. I just love that guy. Benny and the Jets.
You listen.
Love that guy.
It would be. Wouldn't it be so difficult? It'd be so difficult to pick one song. And then to perform it.
Yeah. I mean, because he's one of those people that's like the soundtrack of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to, you know, how do you choose? How do you choose a song? But, you know, I'm all about soulful music. It's got to touch my heart. And a lot of his music does. So I don't know. It'd be hard to pick one. But just doing a duet with the man would just probably send me to the moon.
Well, speaking of sending you to the moon, I know you're doing something real soon and has to deal with some modeling. So tell us what's next for Kim.
I'm so excited about this because I haven't been on the runway in forever. I've been working on the other parts of my career. I'm actually going to be with a group called Elite Curves, a woman that, it's an organization that embraces the beauty of the plus size goddess on the runways and in the fashion world. And they are going to be doing a show during LA Fashion Week in October, and I will be the guest modeling. I'll be ripping the runway. It's been a long time, but I don't think I've forgotten.
You still got your walk down, don't you?
I still got the walk.
Representing the real women. You know, it's funny because Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in Miami is this week. They're swimwear. And it's like, I'm about to go see some hungry-ass girls. You know what I mean? I got to come out to L.A. and get that L.A. Fashion Week down. I want to hand out some food. I see these girls. I'm like, y'all need to eat. Y'all need some food. But speaking of food, can you get your cook on? I want to know.
Oh, can I? Honey, I can burn. I can burn. Do they say that in Florida?
Listen, I know I could burn mean because I've been cooking my whole life. So what if you were to cook dinner, okay, and you had three people that really inspired you, who would they be and what would you cook?
Oh, my God. I'd probably have Oprah. I'd probably have Barack Obama. And who else would I have? I would invite people that I knew would like a good soul food dinner because I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and mm-hmm. we cook in Memphis. I'm talking about throwing down with the cabbage and the ham hocks and the greens and candied sweet potatoes and mac and cheese and homemade cornbread and, you know, that sort of thing. So I think I would like to. I had a party for Barack Obama once on his birthday because his birthday and mine are 4 days apart. And I cooked all of his favorite foods. Of course, he wasn't there. But I cooked all of his favorite foods. I had all of his favorite movies running on a loop, all of his favorite music playing. And I charged money to get in, and I gave all the money to the campaign.
You're all just about giving and telling me something good. Well, that dinner sounded real good. Tell Me Something Good by Kim Yarbrough on Max and Friends. We'll be right back. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Tell Me Something Good, Kim Yarbrough. Now, Kim, there's going to be an echo, but they don't hear it on air. Tell me, what do you want your legacy to be?
Now, say that again, because I'm getting a little feedback.
Yeah, the feedback is okay. It's not going to be on air. But what do you want your legacy to be?
Okay, say that again. I'm getting really bad feedback.
I think we got it now. What do you want your legacy to be?
Oh, my God. What do I want my legacy to be? I want to be known as someone who walked the earth and brought the light wherever she went. Someone that brought joy into every room, every life that she stepped into, whether it was about singing a song or encouraging someone or making someone feel good about themselves who didn't, or cooking a meal, making somebody feel at home in my home. I always love it when people come to my house and leave things here, because it means that they were comfortable. It means that they let their hair down and they were comfortable enough to leave articles, pieces of their clothing, like, you know, a bracelet.
You know,
or
what it really means?
Oh, I
that they want to come back. They want to come back.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to spread love and be loved wherever I go. And that's what I want people to remember, that I had so much love to give, and I didn't hold anything back.
Listen, we're feeling the love here tonight on Max and Friends. What's next for you?
Next, I have a show coming up on August 19th at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. It's a tribute to Motown. I'm doing my tribute to Aretha Franklin. I'm doing four of her songs. And in November, I'm going to be in Connecticut and New York performing a new play. It's called The Gospel According to Jerry. And it's about a rabbi and a gospel singer.
You're going to be in New Haven?
I'm going to be in New Haven. Yeah.
Yes, and then New York City. Connecticut, Greenwich, Connecticut is my hometown. So if I'm there, I'm going to come
really?
And see.
Really?
Yes.
That would be fantastic.
Yes, but please, I think I'll see you in LA before, if not in Florida. But where can people find you, Kim, besides Twitter? Tell them where they can find you.
They can find me at www.kimyarbrough.com. You can find me on Facebook on either one of my fan pages at Kim Yarbrough. And, of course, my Twitter handle is Kim Yarbrough. It all lines up. Makes it easy.
It all aligns. Be still and know, people, and find her where you need to find her. If you missed any of this show, I'm going to remind you to go to Max and Friends here on the LA Talk Radio page, because you can get almost 5 years of my shows. We've got Kim's show there tonight. We've got Lisa Lampanelli's show. We've got The Housewives of Beverly Hills. You know how we roll here. So catch it. Go download all the shows. Love them. Tweet me at Max Tucci. I love you all for listening. Kim, it's been a pleasure having you on my show tonight.
It has certainly been a pleasure being here, Max. I really appreciate you asking me to come on.
Listen, when we got to give, we got to give. So I'm giving you my platform to tell everybody about yours and what's going on in your life. So thank you for taking the time tonight to let people know what's going on in your life. And I hope they follow you and find you in Connecticut and New York and Redondo and wherever the good Lord brings you.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that.
And I'm going to call you after the show. And I just want to tell you thank you again for being here tonight. And just keep doing what you're doing and die empty. Leave everything you got to give here on this earth, because you got a lot to give.
That's right. Thank you. It was a blast.
My pleasure. I'm going to talk to you after the show. Everyone, thank you all for listening tonight. Hey, Kim, before we let you go, what is a quote that you want to give to people tonight?
Oh, my God. My favorite quote, how you do anything is how you do everything. So make sure, from the biggest to the smallest task, that you do it like you're going to draw your last breath tomorrow.
That's right. And if you're going to draw your last breath tomorrow, I'm glad you tuned in tonight. So everyone, on that note, remember to take life to the max and stay tuned for CBS News. I'm Max Tucci, and you're listening to Max and Friends, only on LA Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.